Have you ever noticed how a single harsh comment from your boss can overshadow weeks of praise? Or how one rude driver can ruin an otherwise pleasant commute? This isn't weakness or oversensitivity. It's a fundamental quirk of human psychology that shapes every aspect of our lives. Bad experiences hit us harder, last longer, and influence our decisions more powerfully than good ones. This imbalance, known as the negativity effect, explains why we remember insults from childhood but forget compliments from yesterday, why one restaurant mishap can destroy years of loyalty, and why political campaigns focus more on attacking opponents than promoting their own virtues. Understanding this bias doesn't just satisfy intellectual curiosity. It provides a roadmap for building better relationships, making smarter decisions, and seeing through the fear-mongering that dominates modern life. Our negativity bias isn't a design flaw, it's a survival feature. Psychologist Roy Baumeister found that bad events consistently produce stronger, longer-lasting impacts than positive ones. Our language reveals this. We have trauma, but no equivalent word for positive transformation. Murderer, but no term for lifesavers carrying equal weight. Consider contamination. Drop a cockroach into cherries and the bowl becomes inedible, but a cherry in cockroaches improves nothing. This asymmetry exists because ancestors who focused on threats survived, while those captivated by pleasant experiences became lunch. Our brains evolved three threat warning systems: the reptilian basal ganglia, the hair trigger amygdala, and the sophisticated prefrontal cortex, creating stronger, quicker reactions to negative stimuli. We spot angry faces in crowds while missing smiles. We remember insults for decades but forget compliments by dinner. Research reveals a positivity ratio for emotional well-being. Severely depressed people experience twice as many negative feelings as positive ones, while normally functioning people average 2.5 positive per negative. Optimal functioning requires slightly over 4 positive feelings per negative. Marriage researcher John Gottman found troubled relationships have equal good and bad interactions, while successful marriages maintain a 5.1 ratio. Behavioral economists discovered people won't risk losing $20 on a coin toss unless offered a $40 gain, exactly double. This yields the rule of 4. It takes 4 good things to overcome 1 bad thing. 4 good workdays compensate for 1 terrible Friday. 3 satisfied customers offset 1 dissatisfied customer. 4 positive interactions with your teenager balance 1 argument. The rule of 4 provides a concrete target for maintaining emotional equilibrium and reminds us not to let isolated bad events dominate our judgment. Our negativity bias creates safety addiction, an irrational focus on avoiding bad things that paradoxically makes us less safe. After 9/11, fear overwhelmed reason. The government created the inefficient TSA, which has spent over $50 billion while repeatedly failing security tests, and banned nail clippers in pure security theater. Meanwhile, millions avoided flying and drove instead. This fear-driven decision caused an estimated 1,600 additional deaths from auto accidents, more than half the number killed in the attacks. We became so focused on preventing another 9/11 that we created new dangers. Even experts fall prey to safety addiction. Professional golfers become overly cautious after making a birdie. Football coaches routinely punt on fourth down, despite statistics showing they'd win more by going for it. High school football coach Kevin Kelly made a simple rule: no punting. By deciding beforehand and focusing on long-term statistics rather than short-term fears, he eliminated safety addiction. His strategy produced phenomenal results, scoring on 75% of possessions versus the typical 33% and winning 7 state championships. The key was making rules beforehand rather than trusting gut feelings in the moment. Traditional wedding vows promise for better or for worse, but these aren't equal. The worse matters far more. Negativity overwhelms judgment during conflicts, triggering damaging actions. Research shows marriages typically decline in satisfaction over time, with successful ones defined not by improvement but by avoiding decline. Constructive strategies barely impact relationships, while destructive behaviors like silent withdrawal or angry threats trigger disastrous spirals. Insecurity destroys otherwise healthy relationships. Laboratory studies showed partners with low self-esteem catastrophically misinterpreted neutral situations as rejection mentally pushing away their partners despite no real danger. Insecure men typically fear sexual infidelity and become controlling, while insecure women worry about other rejection forms and respond with hostility. The negativity effect offers a liberating lesson. You don't need to work so hard. Avoiding negative parenting matters far more than providing enrichment. Children with adequate environments generally fulfill their genetic potential. The same applies to marriages and friendships. Being good enough works better than striving for perfection. Focus on avoiding elementary mistakes. Don't overpromise. Don't expect credit for extra effort. Use conflicts as learning opportunities. Most importantly, learn to overlook your partner's faults. Brain scans revealed that those in lasting relationships showed reduced activity in judgment regions when viewing their partner's photo, automatically following William Blake's principle that love to faults is always blind. In 2012, Felix Baumgartner planned to jump from the stratosphere and break the sound barrier in free fall. Despite his daredevil history, he developed severe claustrophobia in the required pressurized suit. 5 months before launch, he panicked during simulation, tore off his helmet, and quit. Red Bull brought in performance psychologist Dr. Michael Gervais, who taught Felix that anxiety accelerates like a runaway train with each negative thought. Gervais introduced two techniques: thinking well by reframing the suit as a custom-built friend rather than a prison, and breathing well to activate the parasympathetic nervous system's relaxation response. Through repeated practice, Felix mastered positive mantras and deep breathing. On jump day, Felix's visor fogged at 60,000 feet. Despite engineers planning to abort, he stayed calm and developed a contingency plan. At 152 feet, he jumped, becoming the first human to break the sound barrier under his own power after a record 419,431-foot freefall. His greatest accomplishment: overcoming anxiety and discovering possibility. We live in a world that exploits our negativity bias. Politicians spread alarms about threats while yearning for a supposedly better past. The modern crisis industry: journalists, politicians, academics, think tanks, nonprofits, proclaims every problem an unprecedented threat requiring expert guidance. Understanding the negativity effect liberates us from this manipulation. We can adopt a low-bad diet for information, following the rule of four, seeking four uplifting stories for every bad one. We can reward politicians who speak rationally about risks and support analysts who put problems in perspective. The negativity effect teaches practical wisdom for daily life. In relationships, avoid elementary mistakes rather than striving for perfection. When making decisions, establish rules beforehand rather than trusting gut feelings. Deliver criticism thoughtfully, understanding that negative feedback overwhelms positive comments. Bad is stronger than good. This truth shapes everything from our marriages to our politics. But recognizing this power gives us tools to overcome it. By understanding how negativity works, we can build stronger relationships, make smarter decisions, and resist manipulation. In a world that profits from our fears, choosing perspective over panic becomes an act of quiet rebellion and the foundation for a wiser, more fulfilling life.